Welcome back to Nach Yomi. We are up to Perek Chaf, chapter 20 of Sefer Shoftim. So the entire Jewish nation is understandably furious to have seen such a disgusting and reprehensible act that took place within the tribe of Binyamin. And so the people gather themselves, a total of 400,000 of the Jewish people, who the Navi refers to as the Israelites, essentially, gathers, and they come to Binyamin and they say, hey, we need an explanation for all this. This is ridiculous. So the Levi, the man who was the main character who started this whole story, who went out with his Pelegish, with his concubine in the first place. So he tells him the whole story, everything that happened, and he demands action for everything that occurred. And after having heard the story, basically the nation plans to go to war against Giva, against Binyamin. So the army, it assembles, and they say, you know, turn over these disgusting men and so that we can put them to death and, you know, move on from this terrible chapter. But amazingly, they decide not to give them over, and they gather 26,000 of their own troops to fight against the rest of the Jewish nation. And the Jewish people ask Hashem, they say, which tribe should go first? And Yehuda is chosen to fight Binyamin first. Binyamin starts day one by killing out 22,000 from the Israelites. Day two happens after the Jewish people get approval from Hashem again to fight, and they lose 18,000 people, all while Binyamin seems to be untouched. Finally, after asking Hashem again, on day three, they go up and fight them. And Hashem says that when you do this, you're going to be victorious this time on day three. And they end up killing 25,100 soldiers from the tribe of Binyamin, which is an incredible number, seeing as they started with 26,000, which means there's a maximum of 900 left. The math, as we'll see, doesn't work out perfectly, perhaps because maybe one guy got picked off here, one guy got picked off there. But basically, the way that this war was working is that there were different tribes, different parts of the tribe of Binyamin, of the soldiers that were going out. And so as another group of Binyamin was going after one group, all of a sudden they turn around and they see a smoke from their city, and they realize that this is bad news. They realize that things have not gone well for their tribe, and so they retreat. And in the end of the whole war, by the conclusion of the Perek, there were 600 in total that ended up fleeing from the tribe of Binyamin, and they went into hiding for 4 months, and all of Binyamin and all of the cities were utterly destroyed. It was an absolute atrocity for the Jewish nation, and as we'll see in the next Perek, the Jewish people have to try to rebuild because they're unwilling to accept that one tribe should just be wiped off from the face of the nation, and so therefore they'll have to rebuild, and we'll see what happens, but for now we wish everyone a beautiful day.